Now to national affairs, and the battle lines are being drawn in the Senate over the cuts to pathology and MRI scans announced this week in the budget update. Political editor Alison Carabine is at Parliament House as always. Good morning to you, Ali. Most of the Senate players are expressing concern already at the health cuts in the mid-year budget update. The government's case hasn't been helped really, you might say, by Susan Ley's admission that some patients will be hurt by the cutbacks, potentially worse off. Can this get through the Senate? That's the all-important question.
Good morning, Hamish. Yes, it is the main question around here this morning. But considering the comments that we've had from Labor, and we'll hear from Richard Di Natale just after 8 o'clock, and a few of the crossbenchers, what they're saying about this particular measure, the government will, at this stage, struggle to get it through the Senate. And its case hasn't been helped by Susan Ley's honesty, the Health Minister conceding that the bulk billing cuts for pathology and MRI scans will leave some patients worse off. But as we just heard on AM, she's now trying to shift the blame. If some patients are to be worse off, then it would be the fault of the providers themselves pushing up their prices, which is fairly evasive sophistry from the minister, because if they were to push up their prices, it would be because they've lost their bulk billing incentive. But the government is banking on this argument that there is enough competition in the pathology sector to keep prices down. But I don't know, Hamish, too many people who go pathology shopping in this country. It's quite a new concept. But the bigger problem for the government is indeed in the Senate. Unless it can convince 6 of the 8 crossbenchers to support the measure, it will go the same way as the Medicare co-payment, which did turn out to be such a political calamity for the Abbott government. Yet again, we are seeing health being used as a bit of a battering ram by the government to try and save some money. But again, at this stage, it's looking like the government will be rebuffed in the Senate.
I think you've just come up with something to do instead of Christmas shopping, Ali, pathology shopping. I'm sure there's a few people that would opt for that right now. The focus is going to switch this morning to taxation and this transparency report released by the tax office. Now, it's going to show close to, I understand, 600 companies that paid no tax last year. Is this actually, what does this actually mean? Is this just about starting a debate?
Oh, look, that debate over tax avoidance in this country has been underway for a considerable time. It's been up and running for an extensive period in this country, because people hate the fact that corporate Australia doesn't always pay their proper tax liabilities. And the release of this transparency report could very well turbocharge that debate. The community will be horrified, but probably not that surprised that about 580 of our biggest companies, they're both local and foreign, didn't pay any tax in 2014. Now, that in itself does not amount to illegal tax evasion. Many of these companies would be operating well within the tax laws. But it's a practice not open to normal pay-as-you-go taxpayers who, by and large, pay their fair share. What we've been hearing from the government all week is just how much strife the budget is in as a result of sagging revenues. So no doubt we'd be in a better position if all corporate entities were to be paying their proper tax liabilities. So that's how the two issues intersect today here in Canberra.
Now, Tony Abbott's comments, you might say they're inflammatory, calling for a revolution within Islam and the superiority of Western culture are still sort of having some reverberatory effects, so much so that the head of ASIO, Duncan Lewis, has taken what, as I understand it, is a very unusual step of calling MPs to ask them to tone down their language. How do we know about this, and how unusual is it for the head of ASIO to do something like that?
Well, it would be a very unusual political intervention by the ASIO Director General. The Australian reporting this morning that Duncan Lewis has telephoned some Liberal MPs to remind them of the need to use temperate language when discussing Islam. I don't know if he called Tony Abbott, but it was the former Prime Minister's comments about what he says is the massive problem within Islam that kick-started this latest debate about relations with the Muslim community. community. Duncan Lewis has previously warned that if the rhetoric is inflammatory, then it could provoke a backlash among Muslim Australians, making ASIO's job that much harder. But I would suspect that there would be some Liberal MPs who would not take kindly at all to Duncan Lewis giving them a telephone call. They would be of the view that it is entirely legitimate for a Member of Parliament to speak up on these sorts of issues.
Just a question on that. Isn't that what public servants are meant to do? If they have an opinion about the language that's being used and the impact it might have on a particular policy area, aren't they supposed to feed that back to politicians?
Yeah, and I think it's fair enough for the head of ASIO, the Director General, who ultimately is responsible for trying to keep us safe from any type of terrorist activity, if he is concerned about the type of rhetoric that's been expressed about potential terrorist attacks or whatever, that he's got every right to try and tone down the language. It's very important that it is kept at a temperate level.
And finally, the departure from politics of the former Speaker, Anna Burke, and not a loss not just for Labor, but for the Parliament as well?
Yeah, I think she will be missed. Anna Burke will say farewell at the next election after 17 years in Parliament. Now, most people will know Anna Burke as the fairly feisty, no-nonsense speaker when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister. But she should also be remembered as one of the very few Labor MPs who had the guts to speak up for refugees, and in doing so, speaking out against her own party's position. Now, these days, Labor MPs defying their own party, they're very, very rare birds. There's only been a few speaking out against boat turnbacks and offshore detention, and Anna Burke indeed was one of those very rare birds, Hamish.
Ali Carabine, thank you very much, as always. And I should say, I've got messages from the producers. I've got a text message from a ministerial staffer saying that I pronounced Susan Lee's surname incorrectly. It is Susan Lee, the Federal Health Minister, not Susan Lay. So I consider me reprimanded on that one.